Right, I'm joined in the studio by Rosemary Spence, who is the Brentwood Dementia Support Manager, and Megan Bailey, the community fundraiser from the Alzheimer's Society, and Managing Director Jane Bennett and Claire Hammond, who is an administrator from Bennett's Funerals, and they're here to talk about the Brentwood Memory Walk. So good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
See what I mean? It sounds like a bit like Charlie's Angels when you did that. Anyone remember Charlie's Angels?
Yeah.
Well, I felt very, very old then for a second. I just wanted to ask you, before we talk about the memory walk itself, Rosemary, can you explain what your role is at the Alzheimer's Society?
Yes, I'm the Dementia Support Manager at the Alzheimer's Society. And part of my area that I cover is Brentwood. And we support people that have a diagnosis of dementia. We support their families and carers, and we support them by providing information. We're there for them to contact us if they have any concerns or worries. We talk to them about the dementia they've been diagnosed with, and we also provide groups for them to attend and for their families to attend as well.
How many people in the country are affected by Alzheimer's?
Okay, the latest statistics we have is that by 2015 there will be 850,000 people living with dementia in the United Kingdom. In fact, there are over 20,000 people estimated to be living with dementia in Essex, and 1,805 of these living in Brentwood.
Wow, this is quite a big number. Very big numbers.
Yes,
before we talk about the symptoms of Alzheimer's as well, just in case people are out there thinking they might have a parent or somebody they know might be experiencing, is there anything we can do to prevent, is Alzheimer's something you just get, or can you prevent yourself or kind of help not to actually get Alzheimer's?
Well, there are different kinds of dementia, Alzheimer's being one type of dementia. But of course, healthy living, you know, keeping yourself fit and well, good diet, etc., helps for some dementias. But no, there is that, you know, dementia isn't something that is specific to a certain lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anyone can get dementia.
And at any age as well.
At any age, yes. In fact, lots of young people are coming forward now that have dementia, people under 65. So it's not just associated with older people.
And can we just find out what, you know, with the condition, what symptoms and how you would maybe diagnose somebody in the early stages, and what to look out for?
Yes, it's very often families that recognise, you know, changes in someone, forgetfulness, memory loss, confusion, mood changes. They're some of the signs of dementia. And if anyone is worried, then they should go to their GP, because some of these things that I've described could be other health problems. So they need to get these other health problems looked at, ruled out, and then, you know, people can get a diagnosis of dementia.
Now, we're going to talk about the fundraising, which is going on ahead on Sunday, the 28th of September at the Thorndon Country Park. We'll talk about it a little bit as well. We'll go through all the details of how you can get involved out there. How near, just asking Megan, how near are they to sort of making a cure with Alzheimer's? Is it moving forward? Are they getting sort of, is it getting nearer to finding a cure?
Well, Alzheimer's Society themselves have committed to doubling the amount that they spend on research going forward, because at present dementia receives one third of the funding of cancer. And as we all know, we're getting a lot closer to curing some forms of cancer. However, we are still so very far away from curing dementia. So we've already put forward our commitment to make sure that more of the money we raise from events like Memory Walk can go towards the research and make that difference and get us closer to the cure in the future.
Yeah. And how many events do you get involved with and organising throughout the year?
For me, it's quite a lot, because I cover all of the fundraising in the Essex area. So
right.
It can be anything from sort of a tea party that a Rotary Club are holding to the big events like the Memory Walk, which obviously take up quite a lot of my time, and the wonderful people like Jane and Claire who help us with those events. So it's quite a lot, and we fundraise all across the UK as well. So I think it would be pretty difficult to put a number on it.
Just bringing Jane as well. Jane, how did Bennett's Funerals become involved in the Memory Walk?
Over the years, we have supported so many families when a death has occurred,
yeah,
and looked after their loved one. And it's only through speaking to those families that you realise what they've gone through with supporting somebody with a form of dementia. And it's so, so difficult for them because they've effectively lost that person. It can be years before the person actually passes away. And you get an understanding of what they've gone through as a family.
Mm. So it's like losing somebody twice, really, in a way, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you do offer, you do have counselling at Bennett's, you do offer sort of grief counselling there as well, don't you? I know we've talked about this before because we had one of your fantastic speakers that came in, I think, earlier this year or last year to have a chat.
Yes, that was Dr. Bill Webster.
Yeah, fantastic.
And in fact, some of the grief journey courses that we run and the bereavement groups that we provide support for are for families that have lost other family members through dementia and other causes.
Now, I looked on the website because I'm nosy, and Three Peaks of Yorkshire Challenge. You did that a few years ago. Was that a few years ago? You did that in 2011.
That was quite a few years ago now.
Yep, 2000.
Oh no, Yorkshire. No, that was last year.
Last year, and you raised. Was that raising money for Alzheimer's?
I believe it was. Mm. See, it's my Alzheimer's kicking in there. I have done so many different things for different charities, and I think of late, yes, it was the Alzheimer's Society.
And how was that? It's a lot of, it involves a lot of walking, by the looks of it.
It was actually quite hard work, and when I was two-thirds of the way round, I realised that if I didn't hurry up, I wouldn't actually succeed within the 12 hours. But I did, with minutes to spare.
Now, Claire, you're the administrator at Bennett's. Tell us about your experiences regarding dementia with your father-in-law.
Okay, he has been suffering quite some time, slowly going downhill for over about 8 years now. And it's only really in the last 6 months that he had actually gone progressively downhill. It's really hard for the family, really hard, because you're seeing somebody that is very intelligent, very fit and healthy, getting very frustrated because they can't remember how to fit a lock or where, because he was in the trade of building and decorating.
Yeah.
And he just can't remember how to do things, and it's extremely hard for him, but also extremely hard for the family to watch that progression happen. And he's now in a home, unfortunately, for the family, because it's, you know, it's really hard for them to cope with him at home now. And yeah, it's very sad. It's a very sad illness to actually have to sit and watch.
There was thinking about that. Wasn't a documentary. It was an actor that was playing this character who had dementia, and basically at the end, his wife bought himself a dictaphone so he could record everything into it, and he got to the end of the day, and when his wife came in, she said, "But you've already got one," and he'd forgotten he bought it, and that was like the end of the. And that kind of showed that although he tried his best to try and remember and writing things down, he'd actually forgotten that he'd already got one from previously. That was the end. Very, very sad. It was very sad, the ending of that. It was like quite, quite emotional watching that.
It is, because you try and hold a conversation, and if you've previously, you know, you could start and go back to his early days of when, you know, he was in the police force and things like that. He was in the Met, and you could talk about that, and he would remember, but that's gone so far past that stage now.
Yeah.
And to actually ask him questions now is not something that we do, because he can't remember and he gets more frustrated. So it's better to let him talk and just agree with him and go along with the flow with him so that he doesn't get upset and he thinks he's having a perfectly normal conversation with you. You might not be able to understand it, but he's happy.
Yeah. Now, we've got the Brentwood Memory Walk at Thorndon Country Park on Sunday the 28th of September. A meeting at the pavilion near the Thorndon South Car Park at 10, and it's going to kick off at 11. It's a walk. How long's the walk for a start?
We've got two walk lengths. Yep. So we have 1 mile, which is a beautiful route around the lake, or we also have a 9K for people who want to challenge themselves a little bit.
And how much is it to take part?
It's free. There's no obligation to pay or anything. We just ask if people feel like raising some money, some sponsorship money from family and friends. But it's more about getting families, people affected by dementia together, and not only giving them a lovely day in hopefully the sunshine, but also giving them a chance to talk as families about what may be happening to them, celebrating a loved one who maybe could have died recently or longer ago. It's about making sure that everyone is comfortable with talking about dementia, but also celebrating those special people that still mean so much to everyone.
And you can go to all the W's memorywalk.org.uk/Brentwood, where you can find all the details. And if you do want to sign up, also there's disability access, there's parking, pets are allowed. I like the thought of that, actually. Pets can go around, there'll be refreshments there, and there are loos on site as well. So are you going to be walking around on, you will be there on the day walking around?
Yes, I will be,
yes,
yeah.
I will be there.
and raising some money, because it does make it, the thing is with when you look at somebody like the prostate cancer charities or breast cancer, they have moved forward because of the funding and because people actually know who, you know, who they are.
Yes.
and it does make a lot of difference to research with,
yes,
with money raised. It really
does.
Because they are more forward now on prostate cancer than they probably were about 2 years ago,
mm-hmm,
because of the profile's been,
mm-hmm,
been raised. Mm-hmm. So do you actually get government, do you get government funding for Alzheimer's, or is it basically all
We get funding for some of our services in Essex, yes. Mm. We get that from Essex County Council. Government fund as well, they fund the Alzheimer's Society in general. But funding comes from all sorts of sources,
yeah,
for the Alzheimer's Society, for different services in different areas.
Yeah. Okay. Now, if you want to find out more, as I said, it's you can actually email the team, memorywalk@alzheimers.org.uk. And as I mentioned before, if you go to all the W's, memorywalk.org.uk/Brentwood, you can find out there. And also for Bennett's Funeral Homes, it's all the W's, bennettsfunerals.co.uk. So you'll all be there on 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday the 28th with your walking shoes on.
Yes. Yeah,
bring your pets and your dogs if you want to bring them as well to have a walk around. Or maybe your husband. I don't know. If you've got a long enough lead, you can do that. And if you want to raise some money, do go to the website, because you can actually raise some money while you're walking around and do some good. So thank you very much, ladies, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Can you do that? Hello, Charlie, all together, because it does sound like Charlie's Angels.
Hello Charlie.
See, that's what I mean. Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to my guests. Right, 11:42. Let's have some music.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.